97.5, The Fanatic.
We have Anthony Sanfilippo on the Comcast Business Hotline. Beyond Fast, he writes for Crossing Broad, old friend of mine. We used to do some things at Fox together. How are you, Anthony? Are you there, brother? Anthony, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Joe, how are you?
I am fantastic. I'm most pleased right now with a 6-game winning streak. Read your article today, loved it. And what has turned this team around from last year? They have one less win right now, I believe, than they had all of last year. And they have 82 goals since, like, January 8th, most in the league, and they're a top six team. Where did this come from?
It's accountability, Joe. That's really what it is. I mean, you know, I got to give Chuck Fletcher a little bit of credit because he made some tweaks to the lineup that have turned out to be really good tweaks, you know, trading for Matt Niskanen, trading for Justin Braun, you know, bringing in like Tyler Pitlick, and then the two trades here at the deadline, Nate Thompson, Derek Grant. These are like little tweaks to the periphery of this team, but really it comes down to the accountability that is being held up to these players by the coach, Alain Vigneault, and his assistant coaches who have, you know, a wealth of experience as head coaches in the league, both Michel Therrien and Mike Yeo. I think that is the biggest difference, not just from last year, I would say the last 5-6 years with this team and this season.
Yeah, 1,296 games between Mike Yeo and Michel Therrien. They have a lot of experience as head coaches. Let me ask you this, Anthony, because Carter Hart has not been very good on the road, had a nice game today. He's very good at home, but he struggles on the road. Why do you think that is?
I think it's just an experience and an age issue. I don't want to say maturity. I almost said maturity, but then I got myself. because he is a mature guy for his age, for being 21. But it's really not he's not experienced. He's only played a little over 1 year in the NHL. People forget that. I mean, it's been 16 months that he's been an NHL player. So, and this is the first time he's had as significant a workload as he's had. And I think that's been part of it as well. You get out on those, you know, earlier in the season, the Flyers had lengthier road trips. And when they go on those road trips, man, I mean, that's tough to bounce from city to city to city and to kind of get your mind and body right when you do that. Now, you look like, the road trips now are one, at most, two games. They're not traveling too far. It's mostly Eastern time zone. It's a little bit easier to manage those. And I think that you're going to see a different Carter Hart on the road here in the final month and a half of the season heading into the playoffs. I really just think that's what it is. I thought he played fine today. I thought he was okay in the road win he had against, I believe it was Florida or Columbus, whichever one it was. I think it was Florida 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So you're starting to see it change a little bit for him. So I think that's something that I wouldn't put too much stock in. The whole team struggled earlier in the season on the road, and now they're playing better, right? So I think it's kind of hand in hand, to be honest.
Anthony Sanfilippo from Crossing Broad on the Comcast Business Hotline. Kevin Hayes has been quite the acquisition. They gave up a 5th-round pick for his negotiating rights. What am I missing about Kevin Hayes? He's been awesome. The Rangers gave up on him, traded him to Winnipeg, and then they turn around and give him to the Flyers for a 5th-round pick. What am I missing with Kevin Hayes?
I'll be honest with you, Joe. It's only the first season, so ultimately the jury is still out on the contract that he signed, $7 million a year for 7 years, but he's been great. He's been better than expected. Kevin Hayes had kind of I don't want to say a reputation, but historically he had always been a streaky player, and he would give you production over a span of, you know, 6 or 7 games, and then he'd disappear for 6 or 7 games. And that was the kind of player that he was. Since he's gotten here, and I think the first month was tough for him because he was dealing with the pressure of that new contract. But once he started to realize like what his role was going to be and how he was going to be utilized and what the coaches expected from him and how he fit into the locker room, he's been fantastic ever since. And he's a gregarious guy. He's well liked. And I think it just kind of meshes with the attitude of the team. And he brings a little bit of a fun element. And if he's having fun, I think he plays better. And if he's playing better, then the team's playing better. So I think it's all kind of symbiotic, really. And he's been really good. I mean, he's second on the team in goals with 22. He's on pace to have a 50-point season, which is great. He's a great penalty killer. He's really good with the puck, possessing the puck and keeping the puck away from the opposition. And he's a little bit of a chirper, so he gets in under the skin a little bit of the other team. I think it's a lot of fun. It's a good role for him, and I think it's made a big difference for the Flyers.
97.5 The Fanatic.
A tremendous acquisition. Let me ask you this. Alain Vigneault has a lot of pedigree. He's been to two finals. What is the biggest difference from Dave Hakstol to Alain Vigneault?
Well, it's the fact that he has that pedigree, right? I think guys are more willing to buy into what he's saying than they were to a guy who's never coached in the league before.
You don't think they have respect for Dave Hakstol?
I think it's, I don't want to say they lacked respect, but I think that if they didn't get early success with him, and then it was like, well, what is, you know, maybe you start questioning whether what he's saying is the right thing or not. I think what it is, I think if you look at Vigneault's track record, every team that he's coached, Vancouver, Montreal, the Rangers, and now the Flyers, most of his success was early in his tenure. So his message works early on. And, you know, the Flyers had, I wouldn't say instant success, but they were better at the beginning of the season and weren't chasing the standings, you know, come December, like they had been the past 6 years. And so I think that once that happens and you sit there and go, oh, all right, well, he's got us in a better position than we've been in the past, and it's the same group of guys, well, then they buy in. And once players buy in to a coach's system, you get what you're getting right now from the Flyers. So I think that's the difference between him and Hakstol, is the fact that they believe in him because he has a track record and it brought early success.
The Flyers lead the league in yielding the fewest shots per game, 28.6. Mm-hmm. I talked to Matt Niskanen last week at the Carnival, and he led the league, I think, 2 years ago in blocked shots, 57. I asked him if he likes doing that because he's good at it. He said, hell no. It's a big sacrifice. I don't like doing it, but I have to do it because it helps the team win. What are they doing defensively to keep the goaltender, you know, his lines of vision clear and to not give up a lot of quality chances?
I'll tell you right now, you're 100% right with the fact that they have allowed the fewest shots on goal. But even more so, they've allowed the fewest shot attempts in the league as well. And that's even more impressive because that includes block shots, shots that don't get on goal that miss the net. So they're not even allowing other teams to get shot attempts. And so what's happening there is that's a commitment to the team defensive system, and it's mostly tied into the forwards. I don't want to take anything away from the defenseman, because the defenseman has played really well as well, but
sure. It
really comes down to the fact that those forwards are willing to forecheck hard, play, attack the puck in the neutral zone rather than let the other team just have an easy entry up ice and enter the Flyer zone with speed, and then also to be aggressive in their own end, getting sticks in lanes, block shots, like prevent the other team from really setting up. I think that leads to a lot of, you know, the success that the Flyers have had in limiting other teams, because now instead of them, you know, coming through the neutral zone with speed and being able to set up in the Flyer zone, other teams have to work for 200 feet. They have to skate and get through defensive pressure at every level. And that by the time they get into the Flyer zone, more often than not, they're at the end of a shift. And it's like, all right, we got to change. And then the only solution is to play dump it in and chase the puck. And the Flyers are really good at getting to the puck and winning board battles. So really, that's what it comes down to. And if the Flyers are able to make, this is playoff defense that they're playing right
now.
And if they play like this a month from now, as they get into April, then you're really talking about a team that could go a lot further than I think any of us ever expected.
Is this team just hot right now, or are they that good? Because they're up there with the Bruins and the Lightning, the elite of the league, 1 point behind the Caps. I think they're undefeated against the Caps, and they have a strong record. I don't have the exact record in front of me against the top six teams in the league, and right now they're the sixth best team in the league. I wouldn't call them elite, but how much damage do you think they could do in the postseason?
Yeah, someone asked me this today, and I said that I think that this team having